I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. The best movies, TV, music, and books of the past decade. Getting ready to roll into 2020. Does that sounds so futuristic, doesn't it?
Does.
2020? Gosh, where's life going?
It does sound like things should happen. Like we're really, you know, whatever you got to leave behind in 2019, you got like 6 weeks to figure it out.
It'll carry over.
And where the hell is that flying car that we've been promised since we were children?
Yeah, I know.
No flying car yet. So I've seen this list. This list sucks.
You think so?
I do.
So they said best album of the 2010s. There's a few of them. Kaleidoscope Dream by Miguel. I love Miguel. Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen. Never heard. That's the Call Me Maybe chick. The Weight of These Wings by Miranda Lambert.
Congratulations, Miranda.
Yeah.
Damn by Kendrick Lamar. That was a really good album. I also thought he was calling himself Kung Fu Kitty, like meow kitty, and it's Kung Fu Kenny because his name's Kendrick.
Glad you learned that.
Kitty,
one.
Kitty.
Whatever. Yeah, I was like, he does look like a cat a little bit. I can see the resemblance. Some of the best songs: "Rolling in the Deep" by Adele.
No, nope.
Can't argue with that though. You can't argue with her talent. She's talent's amazing.
She's talented, but come on, pick up this sad, slow crap.
"Rolling in the Deep" isn't sad and slow.
It picks up, you know.
Yeah.
She's just boring to me.
Have you heard "How You Talk"? Anyway, "All Too Well" by Taylor Swift.
Oh, have you seen "How You Live"?
He's waiting around for the next Michael Bublé show.
Yeah.
Wait, coming to town.
"Ain't It Fun" by Paramore. "Drunk on a Plane" by Dierks Bentley.
Nice.
And "Old Town Road" by Lil Nas X. So a few country songs on there. Best TV shows, BoJack Horseman. Agreed.
Absolutely. I never liked it.
You didn't get into it?
No.
Dale, have you watched it?
No, you recommended it to me, but I haven't watched it yet.
It's weird at first because it's a cartoon horse and he like makes out with people and stuff. So it takes a second to get used to.
Well, once you're into that, it's good.
once you've descended to that level, you're into it.
Yeah. God. I've rewatched it, the entire series.
Right.
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul is an excellent show. It's a shoot off from Breaking Bad.
But it's supposed to be like before it, correct or no?
Yes, it's a prequel type of situation before Saul became Saul.
And The Good Place with your girl. It's your girl, Kristen Bell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love Kristen Bell.
So beautiful.
She's awesome. She is.
And then some of the best movies: Before Midnight, John Wick.
Yep. Definitely should be on the list.
Selma, Moonlight, and The Lost City of Z.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's supposed to be in the top 10? You got to be kidding me. That sucks.
John Wick, fantastic. But John Wick 3, it was like, I mean, not no pun intended, but overkill. Like the amount of killing by the end, you're just
So I watched this show called The End of the World, The End of the Bleep World on Netflix. They just dropped season 2. And there were 3 parts in there where I was like, oh my, like literally gasped out loud, covered my mouth, just like alone on my couch because of what they show. And John Wick is like that too. When it's like close up scenes and you're like, oh, like it like jolts you because you're not expecting it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's just shocking.
Yes. Like when John Wick threw me, he stabs that guy in the side of the head and you're like, oh God, I'm right here.
Throws the axe and it sticks in the guy. That's
crazy. And I get up and stump my toe in the washer and I go, this is how I die.
How about you? Movies. I love talking movies. What about you? What was the best movie of the last 10 years? Let us know. We'd like to know. Post it up for 680-WOLF. Yes.
Hey, y'all talking about the movie of the decade?
Yeah. What was your favorite?
American Sniper.
American Sniper. I did enjoy that. I thought that was a great movie.
That
was John Krasinski, wasn't it?
No. That's Bradley Cooper. It's a Clint Eastwood movie, and I got to be honest with you. I'm a huge Clint Eastwood fan. I can't really say that I've ever seen anything that Clint Eastwood was either in or directed that I didn't like.
Well, that American Sniper movie, that was a great movie because it was based on a true story.
Yes, it was good. That's a good suggestion, man. What's your name?
My name is Kristen Gray.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it. Have a good week.
Y'all too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.